As house races across the country heat up, we're looking at them each week on Here and Now. And for this week's district profile, we turn to New Mexico's 2nd Congressional District. Democratic Congresswoman Xochitl Torres-Small faces a challenge from former state representative Republican Yvette Harrell. It's a rematch from 2018. Joining us now is Joe Monahan, who writes the blog New Mexico Politics with Joe Monahan. Joe, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Torres-Small is only the 2nd Democrat to represent this district in decades. Can you tell us more, first of all, just about the district?
The district is huge. It's one of the largest congressional districts in America, and it extends basically completely south and west and east from Albuquerque, which is basically in the center of the state. It's largely rural district, except for Doña Ana County, which has the city of Las Cruces, which is the center of progressive politics in the district and where Torres-Small comes from. But the rest of the district leans conservative and often Republican, so it makes for a very interesting matchup.
Well, and let's start with the incumbent, Torres-Small. Here is a recent ad from her campaign.
Water is life. It's the New Mexico way. I'm Xochitl Torres-Small. I've spent my career working with New Mexico farmers and ranchers, protecting water and the water rights they depend on, like federal drought legislation and funding for new conservation methods.
Okay, so she is playing up the environmental points in that ad, but there are ads coming in from outside groups against her, including the Conservative American Action Network, which says that she voted to impeach the president, hasn't fixed the opioid crisis or secured the border. Give us a sense of her candidacy.
I think that that spot kind of sums it up. That spot is about water, which is about as non-controversial, really, as you can get, at least the way she phrases it. This is really going to be a race where the Republicans are going to try to get those hot button issues you mentioned to the front. If Trump cannot perform well in the Southern District, the odds will favor the Torres-Small reelection. Harrell is dependent upon how the president does and is campaigning very closely to him. She knows her fortunes are directly tied to Trump's. And basically, that's the race in a nutshell.
Well, and let's listen to one of her ads. This is Yvette Harrell, the Republican.
I'm a Christian conservative and I'm a Trump conservative. I'm running for Congress and I'm running for you. I'm Yvette Harrell, and like President Trump, I fought for New Mexico businesses and families against government overreach.
We got to drain the swamp.
That's why I'm endorsed by Trump allies like Mark Meadows, Mike Huckabee, Jim Jordan, and the NRA. I'm asking.
Okay,
you to
so
join
she me. Is embracing the far right there in that ad, and it sounds like that's what she's doing in her campaign.
Well, there's nothing complicated about that, is there? She's tied to the hip of the president, and she just puts it all out there. It's a direct plea to the Trump-based voters to get out and vote. It's all about turnout, especially in the southeastern part of the district, which is conservative and which has the big oil and gas industry there. And that's what the race comes down to. Who can get that vote out? Now, Torres-Small got her progressive base out in Las Cruces in a big way 2 years ago, narrowly won the race by less than 3,000 votes. And it looks like we're headed for another barn burner, because the messages from both are going to be very well done. This is a national campaign drawing the top political strategists from across the nation. So this race probably starts as a toss-up or maybe a little bit lean Democrat, because Torres-Small, after all, is the incumbent.
Well, but if Torres-Small is trying to turn out the progressive base that she has, why is she talking about water?
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because the progressive base is turning the other way on some of her votes, which have been towards the conservative, or what she likes to call the moderate side, in order to appease the conservatives and not get them all out of their seats to vote against her. So it's interesting. She did not receive a primary from a progressive, but her voting record does skirt the progressives on several matters, including stuff like gun control. There's also a proposal to put high-level nuclear waste storage sites in that district, and she has not come out against it like the rest of the congressional delegation. You know, so she has skirted a few of the issues, also like Medicare for All, the Green New Deal, that are dear to the progressive hearts. But they so want to get rid of Trump and they so want to have a Democrat that I think that she's been given a pass on some of those more controversial items that she's voted on vis-a-vis the progressive base.
I imagine there are not a lot of polls going on in the 2nd District of New Mexico.
No, but I think that we both can ascertain from these radio spots and the fundraising that's going to come in that this race is going to be highly competitive. Again, a lot of it's going to depend on how the president performs. He won this district by 10 points in 2016. If he falls below that level, you would have to say that the prospects of Torres Small are improved. But if he holds at that level or more, there may not be much that Torres Small could do to avoid a win.
That is Joe Monahan, who writes the blog New Mexico Politics with Joe Monahan, joining us from Albuquerque to talk about the second district in New Mexico and the race there. Joe, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.